A note to more sensitive listeners, this episode contains a fair amount of chewing. If you or someone you're near struggles with misophonia, proceed with caution.
Today on CityCast Pittsburgh, it's survey time. CityCast is checking in with our listeners to learn more about your background and experiences so we can hopefully make the podcast something truly tailored to you. It's online at citycast.fm/survey. And y'all, I took it. It takes about 5 minutes from your phone. We hope you'll consider doing it yourself. You can do it while you're waiting for the bus or in the checkout line or even from the bathroom. Honestly, we stan a productive restroom moment. You'd be doing us a huge favor. And if you make it to the end, you'll be eligible to win a $250 Visa gift card. Again, that's citycast.fm/survey. So for today, our show team is throwing it back to one of our favorite days out of office. It was the full squad, lead producer Mallory Falk, newsletter editor Francesca DeBecco, and our former host Morgan Moody, plus our wonderful contributor, writer Rosalind Colgan. We were all sitting near the pool in Riverview Park celebrating a true summertime classic, the strawberry pretzel salad. It's Thursday, May 25th. I'm Megan Harris, and here's what Pittsburgh's talking about.
Not only do we have the delicious, original strawberry pretzel dessert in front of us. I can't wait for that, the unveiling. It's got a lid on. But we're also surrounded by a bunch of other tasty treats.
Yeah, it looks really good.
I can't wait to dig in.
Before we dig in, though, for our taste test, let's talk about the history of the strawberry. There is a history of the strawberry pretzel salad, apparently. So let's talk about it.
Yes, indeed. So it dates back to at least the 70s. At least that's when we can find the first newspaper archive references to strawberry pretzel salad. In my family, it dates back to about the 80s. My mom found out about this at a picnic and then ended up finding the recipe in a church cookbook. So is it a thing in all of your families too?
Yeah, and I don't know when the date would be. It's been a staple forever.
So I might lose some Pittsburgh points for this, but this was actually not an item in my family growing up.
Have you ever seen it?
On the table in front of me right now.
But never before. Never before.
Not that I can remember, but I must have at some point. It must have been at some picnics I went to if it's such like a Pittsburgh institution.
Mallory, I'm shocked by that. I feel like every Pittsburgher has an aunt that brings this as like to every gathering. We did at least. We even made some renditions on it. I recently had a pineapple version of the pineapple pretzel jello salad.
I don't know if I count. I'm the only non-native Pittsburgher, but we did have a version of it. Although now that I'm looking at this up close, I'm not sure it's the same thing. Curious to see how it stacks up to the Tennessee idea.
Okay, so I haven't had lunch, so let's dig in.
Let's do it. Okay, so we just popped open our strawberry pretzel salad. I made it with my mom in the traditional classic glass Pyrex dish. However, we thought it would be a good idea to put it in Tupperware to bring it to a picnic. Don't do that because it will slide a lot and we basically have a strawberry pretzel sorbet right now, but I think it'll still taste delicious. If you haven't had this before, the bottom layer is pretzels, like buttery pretzels crushed up, and then the middle layer is this creamy layer that you want to be whipped until it's super fluffy, so it has cream cheese, Cool Whip, and sugar. And then the top layer is your tangy layer, and that has your jello and your sliced strawberries.
It's never ever looked appetizing. I will say that. You know, I know you said it moved, but she's never been pretty, you know.
She is a little bit like strawberry goop today. No shade to moms.
No. All shade to the weather.
It kind of looks exactly how I remember it. Just a blob of it on my plate in all of its delicious glory.
Okay, guys, how did we do? How's it taste?
Oh, it's amazing.
This is really good.
Just like you remember, Francesca?
Yeah, it's so nostalgic. Like you said, it's summertime in a dish. I feel like a child I feel a sense of pride in my city. I'm so glad that we had this audacity to put Jell-O and pretzels together.
That's so much from a dessert, but I do. I mean, I think it all works together. It looks mushy. It is a little mushy, but like there's the crunch is in there.
So the secret to keep the pretzels really crunchy is you have to make sure that middle layer is really well spread to the edge of your dish, because otherwise, which I've made this mistake myself, otherwise your Jell-O will drip down and then get the pretzels kind of soggy. But I made this one with my mom and she's a pro, so she knew how to do it.
Who's never had it? You've never had it, Mallory, and you're chewing right now. I'll let you finish.
Well, this is a great example of not judging something by its appearance. Yes. I was a little skeptical of the gloppiness, but this is a real A-plus dessert. I guess to channel Francesca, feel even prouder to be a Pittsburgher on this day.
I feel like if there was like a Pride of Pittsburgh song, which I think is just Black and Yellow, it should play right now in the background. Just like, that's our patriotism.
Strawberries and pretzels.
So you wrote about this for Sever Magazine. They have a national audience. What did they think? Because Pittsburghers clearly love it, at least these Pittsburghers.
The reaction was definitely mixed. So there were some people who were super excited to see strawberry pretzel salad getting a national spotlight. Mm-hmm. It's not just a Pittsburgh thing. In other places, for example, Utah and Delaware, people also love strawberry pretzel salad. So there's definitely a lot of love. There were some people who were intrigued. They'd never heard of it, but they were interested. And then there were some haters who thought it was disgusting. And one person commented, hard pass. Another commented, the words Cool Whip and Jell-O stop me from reading black. B-L-E-K, black. Which is, you know, harsh. And I wish they would give it a try.
I feel old, but Cool Whip and Jell-O is like a, that's a, good throwback dessert.
It's a great
What's
combination.
Wrong with it?
I feel like that reader was just bougie.
I think that could be.
People, I think for some people, it also evokes the hospital.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
I hadn't even gone there in my mind, but I could see that.
Yes. That's when I think of Jell-O, that's what it calls to mind.
They don't serve anything quite this tasty in the hospital.
Well, right. The reader should have given it a chance that the pretzel elevates it and takes it out of the ER.
They're not allowed and this much. They're not allowed this much sodium
and
in the
sugar.
Pretzels.
Hey, CityCast listeners, this episode is brought to you by the Pittsburgh Opera. You know, a few weeks ago, some friends and I went to La Traviata, and I confess, it was my very first opera. But yins, it was incredible. So I was very excited to see that they've got a new show coming to the Byam Theater. It's April 27th through May 5th, called The Passion of Mary Caldwell Dawson. It's about a real person, a Pittsburgher and heroine, who in 1943 is managing a million moving pieces with the National Negro Opera Company. They're all set to perform on a floating barge just to avoid all the segregated venues, but bad weather strikes and they've got to figure out a way forward. If you want to know what happens next, you'll just have to attend. The show is in English. It does have a little dialogue. It's kind of short for something operatic, just over an hour, and tickets start at just $15. There are all kinds of discounts for students, teachers, seniors, and veterans. Plus, the Pittsburgh Opera's new rideshare program gives patrons up to $60 worth of Uber vouchers to get them to and from the show. If this sounds up your alley, get your tickets now for The Passion of Mary Caldwell Dawson at pittsburghopera.org.
If the strawberry pretzel salad was getting a rating, I think he gets 5 stars from us. So that was the OG. We'll move on to something that's, I guess, kind of just like a rendition of it. It's a hot day, so let's try some ice cream. We have the Millie's ice cream. It's strawberry pretzel.
I will say, I was expecting this ice cream to be pink. I'm surprised that it's like a, you know, creamy beige-ish color.
Me too.
So Jenny's also has a strawberry pretzel ice cream, and I've tried theirs as well. It's a little bit pinker, but it is still, the base is still like a creamy color.
Roz, you talked to Millie's for your magazine piece. What's the reception been like from their perspective?
It's been a huge hit at Millie's. Chad, the owner there, told me that people will come in to get a scoop and they end up taking a pint home because they love it so much. So we'll see if it holds up for us.
Which is what Morgan did.
That is exactly what I did, and I ate it all. So let's try it. So my thoughts are, this is a natural habit of ice cream, but the pretzels aren't as crunchy as they are in the salad. So that is something that's missing a little bit. I wish there was more strawberry flavor. Do you guys pick up on the strawberry?
No.
There's like a ribbon of strawberry flavoring through it, but it's not enough. It's good. It's not enough. I would like it to be like a little bit heavier, but it is really good still.
I could go for a little more strawberry. This is very vanilla-y, which I kind of like because I feel like the original strawberry pretzel salad isn't quite as vanilla-y. I could go for a little more strawberry, but I'm into it.
I think the way to do it, though, I'm getting hints of strawberry from the leftover pretzel salad. And so I think just swirling them together creates the ideal dessert.
And props to some of the other companies out there, too. Leona's has an ice cream sandwich that's out right now. Thick Scoops, which is out of Brighton Heights. They've got a seasonal flavor coming from this. So there's lots of different ice cream options if you find that Millie's is not for you.
Next up, cookies. Mary Mac Bakehouse in Newcastle put a twist on the dish with her strawberry pretzel cookies. Roz, how did she come up with this recipe?
So I haven't tried these before. I'm super excited. She came up with this recipe to make for a friend, actually, who loves strawberry pretzel salad. Mary is a baker, so she wanted to see if she could make a cookie version of it, and it looks like she succeeded. For those who can't see, they kind of look about the shape of a chocolate chip cookie. It looks like they have some white chocolate chips in there and maybe some little strawberry chunks. So I'm into it.
I cheated when I picked these up and I've already had one. I can't wait.
There's literally a pretzel on the bottom. It's like a heart. It's like her signature.
Oh, that's so cute.
I love this.
What's everyone think?
I haven't hit any strawberry yet, but it's delightful.
I've got a big chunk here. Do you want mine?
If nothing else, I love this for the pure like merriment that you could have a strawberry pretzel cookie on your Pittsburgh cookie table.
Yes, now we're thinking.
Yeah. It's really good. I really like the, if it was warmed, like if these chips were melty in here, I would love that.
I like that too. I love it. I love that she has the pretzel in the bottom and then these little jammy strawberry pieces and the white chocolate chips, which kind of fill that creamy void. I love it.
Finally, if all these desserts aren't really quite your thing. I don't have that big of a sweet tooth. If beer is more your thing, you like a little bit of tang, there's a beer version too. What's up with that, Roz?
So there are a few beer versions nowadays, actually. The one that we have is from Dewey Beer Company, which is out of Delaware, but you can get it in shops here in Pennsylvania.
What are the flavors in it?
Well, I have tried this one, and I can't wait for you all to try it because I'll reserve my judgment until you all try it. But it really, I think, stays pretty true to the original. It's vanilla-y. It's got some nice saltiness in it, which really helps bring out the flavors. And it's what's called a ghost-style beer.
Well, for those that celebrate, let's try some.
Okay, so the pink that I was hoping for in the ice cream, we are getting in the beer. There's a very soft pink foam that looks very beautiful. It's maybe the prettiest beer I've ever seen.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the cream in the strawberry pretzel jello salad, like the original. It looks appetizing.
So we're drinking these out of blue solo cups, but I wish we had actual beer glasses because you would see the color is this beautiful ruby red, which when we sip it, maybe you'll be able to see. It's really pretty, and it does look just like the color of jello.
It does smell like strawberries, I'll give it that. It doesn't really have like the, beer smell.
It kind of reminds me of like in middle school when I used herbal essences. But in a good way.
That is nostalgic.
Okay, cheers.
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 No, the other reason it would be nice to have a beer glass is for the clink.
Yeah. It definitely has a lot of strawberry flavor. And like a slight saltiness. I think that's the pretzel element. And The foaminess, that's definitely the cream. Like I said, I'm not really a big beer drinker, but like this is very sippable.
Yeah, I feel like it's like it walks right up to the line of being too sweet, but just takes like one step back. It's kind of the perfect level of sweetness. And I'm really shocked. I would not have guessed that the dessert that has the most strawberry flavor coming through besides the original would be a beer. But I think this is the winner.
Well, thank you, everyone. It's so nice when we get a chance to meet up in person outside of the office that is our homes and try a little treat.
Absolutely. Everything's better with sugar.
Mm. Yeah. Perfect Pittsburgh outing.
We'll have a full list of the products we tried, plus Rosalind's story for Savour, her mom's strawberry pretzel salad recipe, all that good stuff, all in our show notes so you can make it for yourself.
Some news before you go. A student at Oliver Citywide Academy died yesterday. The child was allegedly shot and killed by another student who is already in police custody. Another Oliver student was shot and killed last school year. Two teens from a different school were arrested last month in that case, and they were charged with homicide. I think we'll know more about this one in the coming days. And some election updates. District Attorney Stephen Zappala lost the Democratic primary. But like we predicted in Friday's show, he's going to get another chance. Nearly 10,000 Republican voters exercised their write-in option on their primary ballot. So once Zappala officially accepts that nomination, he'll get that rematch against the more progressive Democrat Matt Dugan in November. Zappala's campaign told WESA that a Republican run is likely. And Allegheny County Council passed a bill to cap local campaign contributions at just over $3,000. In this month's primary, multiple candidates for county executive received hundreds of thousands of dollars from individual contributions. That's way more than most Pittsburghers make in a year. And a lot of that money came from unions. Outgoing County Executive Rich Fitzgerald has said he would veto those contribution limits, but the measure passed County Council with a veto-proof majority. That's all for today here on CityCast Pittsburgh. If you've made it this far, we hope you'll consider taking that survey. If you finish, you will be eligible to win that $250 Visa gift card. That's at citycast.fm/survey. And look us up on social. We're at CityCastPGH on Twitter and Instagram. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Talk to you soon.
Some noise.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
Yeah, you wanna do it? Okay.
Okay, we'll try Raz.
I
can try.
I think Raz is way more graceful than I am. Like, all right, let me. That's a lot of pressure now.